Oh, that's right. We are right here. Sharp Facets Gallery this afternoon. I am Ann Eller, and I have our own city manager right here, Charlie Barino. How you doing today?
Hey, Ann, I'm doing great. How are you?
Not got any jitters or anything, do you, right here? How many days are we away from the festival?
10 days. We are under 10 days. The countdown is on.
And how's everything coming together?
Everything's great. You know, we've got an amazing team, a great list of sponsors. The community's just pulling together to make this happen.
Well, that is terrific. Well, we are looking forward to all the things going on here. I tell you what can you tell me about the setup this year? I understand we're going to be on the main road.
The main drag, yeah. Main Street is going to become a barbecue boulevard. We will actually be closing Main Street, US 25, Thursday, July the 11th at approximately 6 p.m., and we will not reopen that until after the festival, which will be well after midnight, Saturday night, July the 13th. So at least in the 14 years I've been with the city, we've never closed Main Street overnight. So this is something new. We're breaking new ground. Greatly appreciate the folks from the Department of Transportation, the CPW, everybody pulling together to make this work.
So I guess that means a lot of our barbecuers, are they going to be on the main street then? Because we talked originally and you weren't sure if this went through, how it would work out.
Yep, that's going to be the plan. Some of the teams that come in on Thursday or even Wednesday, and those that maybe want to spend the night and stay into Sunday, we'll keep them on the perimeter of Main Street. But those teams that come in after Thursday and then leave Saturday night, that typically don't do a lot of vending or may only do the taster's choice, they will be set up in Main Street. So you're probably going to see close to 60 barbecue teams in Main Street come 10 days from now. And it'll be a sight to see for Greenwood. It's something that we've always been looking forward to. It'll give the public, for those that have come to the festival and have commented, you know, it's kind of tight in here with all these people, and it's going to give the public a lot more room to walk around. We're going to have, obviously, the barbecue under the oak trees, so there'll be more shade. We've invested significantly in more outdoor seating, more tent-covered space. That's probably been the number one complaint, is that, you know, we need places to sit down. We need places that are covered with shade, and so we've tried to listen this year, and we've adjusted the layout to accommodate that.
Well, I bet CPW has had a lot of extra work this year.
They have. But, you know, and that just shows you the Greenwood CPW, they are all about community, too. They see the huge economic value impact of this event. And those guys and ladies, they love the event, too. They're is just a critical piece of our team. And, you know, that's why our event is so successful. We go to other communities, and the communities just don't
embrace,
get excited like Greenwood does, and it's a special thing.
I tell you, one of the things that always impresses me, though, about Greenwood, Uptown Greenwood, is the fact that once that event is over, this place is cleaned up. You wouldn't even know they had been there. I mean, 12 hours later, it's like, wow, this place is pristine.
Yeah, and we kind of have phasing of crews. We have the day crew and then the night crew. So we'll have another crew that'll come in, and some of those guys and ladies, bless them, they'll work both crews. You know, and the help of our fire department when they come in and they wash everything down, we really have a good team. We're blessed with 190 employees that truly care about this community.
And not only that, this year you're actually going to have the topiaries on display.
Yep,
that's
yep,
a big addition.
Yep. We've added all, well, I shouldn't say all. I think some of them have already come in and to be put back into the greenhouse. But we've worked with the festival flowers, knowing that we'd like to advertise that event as well. And so the topiaries will be out in the square. So all those folks that are coming in from out of town will get to enjoy those too.
Well, we had Dwight Long and Ann Barklow on with us last week, and I presented them with the WCRS Beautification Award, because I tell you what, I think they did an outstanding job of keeping the topiaries, all the team, the whole staff, keeping it looking good.
Yeah, and it really is. I mean, when you can motivate people to do things that they enjoy, when you get to come to work and do something that you enjoy, I mean, that's... A lot of folks don't get to do that in their job, and we've got people that, you know, they enjoy what they do. It's hard work, but they see the value, they see the payoff, they see the smiles and the happy community, and that's what we're trying to do, is just to build a great community that we live and raise our families in.
Sure. Now, what does this mean as far as parking? Because that's always an issue, parking. What will that mean for parking?
Parking is going to be the biggest challenge. And I remind folks that, in any event, specifically with the size of this event, you're going to have frustrations. And parking will be the number one complaint that we will have to improve upon next year. We know that it's going to be our challenge. And I just remind people that they're not paying a gate fee. So they're going to have to put forth some effort. But all the main large parking lots that surround the uptown area will be open, and they're clearly identified. We've worked with our partners at the Index Journal to clearly identify those in our map. The map will be released this Sunday in the Index Journal. And so we've tried to do a better job of identifying those. And, you know, just little things. I was in church yesterday at Main Street Methodist, and I didn't have anything to do with it, but the church took it upon themselves to, they're going to be, you know, highlighting free parking and giving away free water for people to park at the church.
How about
that? And I was just like, you know, see, that just shows you how the community feels a need. Many of these festivals, you get into the logistics of transporting people in and out, and it just creates more money, more expenses, more liability. And, you know, I'd encourage people to think ahead, plan ahead. If they can have a driver that will drop them off close, and then that driver goes and parks and walks in.
Making, so like a young person could drop you off would be a good thing.
Making those plans in advance are smart, parking is going to be the headache. I mean, it's going to be the thing that you have to do. But, you know, my wife and I I go to a lot of these events. I've been to, I think, 6 or 7 barbecue events. And the last one we went to, the gate fee was $8. So by the time we had our children in, we had spent $24. And, you know, we had to walk nearly probably a half a mile to get in. So, I think it's well worth the effort that folks are going to have to do. But we know it's going to be a challenge.
Sure. Well, you know, that just means it's a good event if people are there and parking is an issue. But, you know, there will be parking. That's the beauty of it.
There will be
parking. You may have to walk a little bit, but there will be parking.
There will be. And then for the most part, to my knowledge, it's free. I mean, I'm not aware of any property owners are going to be charging to park in their lots. They may, you know, but all the public parking will be available.
Sure. So, and I understand that this year you're adding another stage. I wasn't aware of this.
We did, yes. It's an event grows. You know, we've now, this year we've got 19 blues artists, if you can believe that. And I know you follow this event for so long. It has grown. 19 blues artists, and I think 9 different stops on the blues cruise. But yes, we've added a second outdoor stage in addition. In addition to the CenturyLink main stage, we've added the Summersby stage, and the folks from Summersby are going to be there giving away free samples of Summersby hard apple cider over at the County Bank Plaza. And so we're going to have music over there, a real intimate venue. And we're trying to set up some demonstrations. We're working with some folks to try to have some how to make hash demonstrations.
That's
so
cool.
More of an intimate type setting there.
That's going to be very cool. Now, also, you're moving the CenturyLink stage. I understand there's some logistic changes there.
Yeah, with the Main Street closure, we're moving the CenturyLink stage. So the main stage where, you know, the hot dog eating contest and some of the bands and the barbecue award ceremony, that will take place. We're actually going to build the stage on top of the fountain. For those of you that remember, at Christmas time, we put the Christmas tree this year on top of the fountain. Well, very similar, we're going to put the CenturyLink main stage on top of the Uptown fountain, and then have a large, with our partners from the Rental Center, a large covered tent in front of that stage where we're going to put seating and hopefully make it more enjoyable for the public. So.
And then I understand you're going to have a cooling area with Self Regional.
Yeah, we're partnering with Self Regional. Yeah, so where the old stage was, Self Regional is going to bring out their new mobile unit, and they'll have a cooling area, and so we appreciate their support of the event.
Sure. So, as you can see, we are going to be living in a barbecue world. I tell you what, I think the smell probably will permeate every corner of Greenwood County. What do you think?
93 teams from 8 states, a festival record. I think we had 81 or 82 teams last year. And Ann, I we're not taking any more teams, but there were two more in the mailbox when I left. So, we could easily go over 100, but we stopped at 93, and we're done. We'll see what we can do next year. But, it's going to be large.
That's huge. Hey, we are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. I am here with Charlie Barineau, City Manager for Greenwood. Let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
That's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, this afternoon, talking with Charlie Barineau. I tell you what, Charlie, you know, I don't know. Has your wife said anything about you being too much into this barbecue? I mean, you were peeling off these names, people who have won. I mean, I would have thought you were talking about NASCAR.
Yeah, yeah. No, I do follow it. But she enjoys it too. You know, we take the entire family, and the kids can do the amusement rides, and I just interact with all the barbecue folks. So, and we all love barbecue.
You've become quite a barbecuer, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got my big green egg, but you know, I hadn't even taken the cover off this summer. Hopefully,
you think we'll, after the 4th of July, yeah, after the festival,
yeah,
maybe
we've got a neighborhood party in August, and I'm supposed to cook for all them, so I'm sure I'll do something then. But
maybe you'll get some tips from barbecuers that'll be here in town.
That's right. That's right.
Now you've been telling me some very unique barbecuers that are going to be here this time. How about this one? I can't believe the name. CancerSucksChicago.com. I mean, that sounds like an interesting group.
Yeah, I've been following Scotty. He doesn't know this, but you know, he's a big blogger and talks a lot in the chat rooms, and I've just been following his name, and he popped up and said, you know, I'd love to come to South Carolina, and this will be his 39th state to compete in, from all the way from Illinois.
What's with the name?
Yeah, CancerSucksChicago.com. You can check that out. But I understand he has a foundation, and I believe his wife passed away of cancer, and so he's committed to his barbecue professional to raise money for in her name for cancer. So it's a great story, and that's the kind of people you meet in barbecue. It's about family. You know, we went up to Tryon, the barbecue festival up there 2 weeks ago, and the teams, they had a meal for all the teams Friday night, and so it was like a covered dish. Each
right.
team made a meal, and so here they are with all these picnic tables and their little barbecue team area, and everybody's, you know, all
sharing.
Surrounded in their beach chairs, and that's what it is. It's a big family of just really good people.
Sure. So now you said you have 93 teams. Any ones that really stand out that should be, you just said who won just 1,000?
Yeah. Well, we've got our 4 returning grand champions, so all of them should be in the mix to potentially win this year. Barbecue is coming back. They just finished up a taping on the Barbecue Pitmasters TV show. Lotta Bull Barbecue from Oklahoma, they'll be back. Our other winners, last year's winner, obviously last year's grand champion, will be back, the Smokehouse Mafia. So, no, they're not. Yeah, they're good. Andrew and his wife are great, great folks. And then Chatham Artillery Barbecue from Savannah was our grand champion a number of years ago. They'll be back. But probably 2 or 3 of the teams that are hot right now, I guess, if you talk kind of like NASCAR, the hot teams, Redneck Scientific Barbecue, and he's got a website. You can check him out. But Redneck Scientific, they won a grand champion this weekend past in Virginia. Will be coming in. I think he's taken 2 grand champions, but Killer Bees Barbecue's probably been one of the hottest.
Killer Bees,
and they
use honey in their recipe.
I don't know what Jim and Jan use, but they're doing great. And then you can't rule out 2 Old Men in a Grill. They've won a couple grands this year, so we really have some the best of competitive barbecue will be in Greenwood, South Carolina in 10 days. There's no question.
Well, we are real excited because we're going to be featuring a lot of the Festival of the Blues Cruise musicians on the show from 4 to 5 in the afternoon.
That's right. So. All we've been talking about is barbecue. We haven't even gotten to the blues, the 19 blues artists that are coming in.
It seems like there are more this
all over
year.
The country. And, well, and you know, that is a credit. You know, the mission of this event is to grow the Uptown economy. And, you know, when we started the Blues Cruise, there were only two or three venues in the Uptown that you know, there was the Reagan's and then on the Square.
Right.
And so now we've got 9 stops. And so that just shows you. And we've added expanded stops this year. Flynn's on Maxwell, our newest mm-hmm. merchant.
Yep.
Millhouse has expanded, added Maxwell Station. Buffalo's has expanded. They've got an upstairs. And we thought we were going to have another restaurant, but they're still under construction and didn't make it in time. But it's good. And that is the goal of this event. It's working.
Sure. Well, I mean, you know, to have 19 different, there is going to be something for everybody. Even if you're not a blues fan, you will find something
Gary,
out of this you like.
Gary Irwin, Shrimp City Slim, our Blues Cruise artistic director. Gary has been with us since the beginning. If there's anything I wouldn't change, you know, Gary's one of them. You know, as long as I'm involved, we've gotten to work with Gary. He just has an understanding of blues, but also the holistic, of the whole event. He understands the headaches and the logistics and the insurance and the budget and the frustration.
Mainly because he's done some of these festivals down in Charleston.
Yes, he has. And so he just takes that, and every year he comes through. He understands just like you said, that we need some young, old blues. We need, you know, Chicago-style blues. We need new age, and he blends it all together, and it works, and it's beautiful.
Sure. So, you know, I think I read somewhere a suggestion was that one should just follow your ear, not necessarily try to hit every venue, but follow your ear and listen to what you like.
Yeah, you know, I encourage you to, we were talking about the parking, people should plan ahead. I mean, this is one of those events, you can just roll into town and enjoy it, but it's best to really strategize and look at the schedule and plan out. Because these musicians will hop around. They'll typically have 2 to 4 gigs apiece. Mm-hmm. And it's good to plan ahead. And remember, it's free. And so do some planning before you come.
And wear some comfortable shoes and bring bring an umbrella because you don't know what you're going to have.
Yeah, last year, you always get that thunder boomer there for a few minutes.
Sure.
But it goes through and cools things down. And but remember, all the you know, most of the blues is indoors. And
And
rain or shine, we're going to be cooking some barbecue and listening to some blues.
Oh, sure. No, I think that's what makes it fun. But if you come prepared,
that's right,
it's a whole lot better. And then Friday night, we're going to be doing the blues crawl all over Uptown, talking to different artists and barbecuers and restaurants and whatnot. So we'll be having a good time putting that live on the radio.
That's right. That's right. We cannot wait. Can't wait.
Well, I think it's going to be great. So do you have a favorite barbecuer?
Do I have a favorite barbecuer? That's a great question. You know, I would say that, and he was probably our 2006 grand champion. I think buttrub.com, Byron Chisholm, is probably one of the nicest guys, most humble barbecuers I've met. He cooked here last year. I'm not sure what happened to him this year, but just all around nice guy. Probably be my favorite. His rubs, I use them on my personal stuff. You can get them here in Greenwood over at Coral Supply, but Butt Rub, it works.
Butt Rub. Well, isn't that interesting? I didn't know whether we were talking about babies or barbecue. Oh, that's butt paste. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, how's your baby?
We're good. We're good. I just had one of our sons just had his 4-year-old birthday. So got one getting ready to have his first birthday. So our house is always full of fun and excitement. They've got swimming lessons this week. So we're just trying to keep them busy.
That's terrific. In fact, your youngest one was born when?
He was born the week after the festival.
Well, that's what I thought.
The three years ago. Well, no, 2 years ago I got married. Then we had a baby right after the festival, and so you know these next 2 weeks I got an anniversary, I got a birthday, I got a festival. It's just I just throw it all together.
Well, you can shop right here at Sharp Facets on your way out the door, no problem. Let me help you out, Charlie Barrett, right here on WCRS. We're having a good time. I knew there was a reason I did a jewelry store and a radio station right here side by side. Hey, we're going to be back in just a moment. It is time for South Carolina news and a word from our sponsors, so don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
All right, we're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. We have Charlie Barrineau. He is the city manager. Now, Charlie, you have a whole team of people that helps work on this day in and day along. How long do y'all have to start working on this after this one's over?
Laura Ackerman is our point person, and she pretty much orchestrates. She's our uptown manager, and this is her first year, and so she pretty much orchestrates all this. And then Julie Wilkie, the assistant in my office, and I, and then Billy Allen, our public works director, and then our police department, our fire department. We had talked about the CPW. We all play a role. Was forgetting our finance folks, Stephanie Dorn, our finance staff. They do a tremendous amount of making sure the accounting for all this stuff is good. So, but yeah, it's a great team of people that really see the vision of what we're trying to do.
So when this is over, when do you start planning next year?
We've already started planning for next year.
Oh, come on, Charlie!
I just sent Gary an email earlier today. I got bands contacting us for 2014. So, we are already starting for next year.
Wow.
A lot of what we're going to be doing this year is really focusing on the Main Street detour. We are confident it's going to work, but we know we're going to have hiccups. And so we want to make sure that we learn from those and make it better, because we think that in the long run that, creating that sense of place, that safe environment where people will want to come for an outdoor event is the future. And so, you know, pedestrians want to be able to easily go back and forth and enjoy the square. And so we're hopeful we can get this Main Street detour right so that we can do it again in the future.
Now, where exactly are you going to – where does it end How does this work?
This week, people will start noticing in the Greenwood area, in the media area, the uptown area, digital signs. So there will be signs that will be flashing. Similar a few months back, if you remember, when the railroad did a lot of work in town and had a bunch of signs. Well, we're going to have those that will say, you know, Festival Discovery in a couple weeks, Main Street detour, be ready. But the main detour, if you're coming north on Main Street from the Edgefield area, you will be forced to turn there on Court by the Inn on the Square. Okay. And so then you'll come around Phoenix and then back up to Seaboard and then back up by Wells Fargo and then out. And so coming south, going towards Edgefield, you'll do the exact opposite. You'll be forced down Seaboard at Wells Fargo and then wrap back around Court by the Inn on the Square. And so that'll be the main corridor to get folks around. So, business in the uptown is going to be tough on Friday. We know that. We've been letting our attorneys and accountants and banks and different folks know, and you can still get there, but you're just again going to have to park or maybe a little bit away and make plans to walk in because Main Street's going to be closed.
Now, how about the other side where the parking lot is on the back of Thayer's and whatnot. John Holloway's studio?
If you can vision, you won't be able to obviously get to that parking area from coming up from the north, headed north, but headed south. If you can visualize, and the way I tried to explain this, if you go to Carowinds or you go to Disney World or whatever, you'll get in a lane that says event traffic only. So there'll be a lane that'll say turn to the left for the detour, but there'll also be one lane that'll be event traffic only, and that lane will allow you to get to that area for the large parking areas that are off of Maxwell Avenue. So
What, would you turn like down by the library or something?
Coming south, you would turn down Maxwell. Coming north, you could turn down by the library. But you know, it's going to be interesting. We're going to learn a lot, like I said. But we think long term that the closure of Main Street is the key, because you know, we've got 93 barbecue teams this year, but we probably have room for, you know, dare say 125.
Oh my God.
You know, and we don't want to get, you know, we really the barbecue has pretty much grown out. I really don't think that we want to grow the barbecue much more, but the focus on the blues, the focus on the demonstrations, multiple stages, you know, getting people just circulating throughout the uptown is the continuous goal.
Sure. Now, of course, you will have the hot dog eating contest, I guess.
Yes, the Skins hot dog eating contest. We had the official weigh-in last week, and that was a lot of fun.
At Skins.
Yeah, we had Michael Diebold, our last year's winner, and our second place winner, Brian Crocker, you know, kind of have the standoff there at the weigh-in. And we actually have a Lander baseball player, Ryan McNulty. He's all excited. He thinks that, you know, 22 hot dogs is nothing in 12 minutes. And then got a message.
Well, Joey Chestnut. Where's Joey Chestnut?
This Thursday, you know, is Joey's going to be showing up, and I think they'll do into the 70 right now.
Yep.
But anyway.
Black Widow.
So, yeah.
Where's some of the biggies here?
Eater X, and there's all kind of crazy names. But, yeah. But well, you know, we tried to put our spin on it, and, you know, we've encouraged our eaters to get stage names and to really motivate this stuff. And we've got them challenging each other on Twitter and the banner going back and forth. So it's a fun time.
Sure. Now, you mentioned Twitter. What do people need to do if they want to be totally hooked in here?
Yeah, we're on Twitter. So you can go to twitter.com/fest, F-E-S-T, of Discovery. Search Festival Discovery, and we'll tweet back at you. But follow us on that's we've got a lot of activity there. Our Facebook page is probably our most active. It's facebook.com/festivaldiscovery. I think when I left, we had about 2,600 followers all over the world checking us up, and it's exciting.
Now, are you going to be putting out, tweeting out when different artists are going to be on the different venues and everything? You got to have somebody full time.
Yeah, we'll try. There's three or four of us that have access to those accounts, and you know, we try. But you're right. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but that's where everybody is. And so, you know, you want to buy marketing, you buy Twitter and Facebook. I mean, that's how you get to people right now.
Sure, exactly.
And so we're reaching.
We are. So. Hey, Andy, let's go ahead and hear We're Living in a Barbecue World. Drink Small. Is Drink going to be here this year?
We had hoped that we would have a cameo appearance by Drink. Drink turned 80 years old this year, and we are going to honor him again by playing his song that we featured at the event. But with the heat and his age, we just felt like it would be best if we didn't have Drink here. But we do think about Drink a lot. Gary talks to him a good bit. I talked to him last year. I need to call him up, but he's great.
He is, and we're using that for our ad on WCRS. But Andy, let's go ahead and hear Living in a Barbecue World, Drink Small, and then let's hear a few words from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
We're living in a barbecue world. I've been eating barbecue so long, hard for me to give up. A patient say to the doctor, don't give me no brand new. The doctor said, I hate the table, I gotta take your barbecue. No, I'm living in a barbecue world. I've been eating barbecue so long, hard for me to give up. The patient said again to the doctor, I ain't gonna tell you no lie. I eat barbecue every day of my life, and I'ma eat it till the day I die. But I'm living in a barbecue world. I've been eating barbecue so long, it's hard for me to give up. You know the old folks, they love it, and the young people love it.
This year will be a simpler year, one fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love, a diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276. Oh, that's right. Are you living in a barbecue world? Will you be in Uptown Greenwood for the Festival of Discovery and Blues Cruise? You better be. I tell you what, not this weekend, but next weekend it all kicks off. And there's going to be lots of great music and lots of good food. Some will be selling. Some will just be doing tastings. Now, all the teams that are competing, Charlie, they have to do it a certain way, don't they?
Yeah. You know, our professional category, they must follow the Kansas City Barbecue Society rules. And the biggest rule there is you can't use gas. So all these guys are going to be cooking on hardwood. It tries to pay homage. It tries to pay homage to, you know, the old way of making barbecue. So
that'll be, and then of course there is they have the Taster's Choice and the judging. And
yeah, Taster's Choice is Saturday, from 11 to 3:30, 4. And you can come in and buy books of sampling tickets for $5 for 5 samples. And we want you to buy as many as you can, but you know, the dollar sample, it's amazing sometimes what the teams give away for a dollar. I'm like, you could have cut that sample in half, but thank you. It's great. You could get 20 samples and feed an army. Last year we sold between 13 to 14,000 samples.
That's
a lot of food.
That's a lot of sampling.
That's a lot of food. We're keeping Carolina Pride busy.
Yeah, you certainly are, because Carolina Pride the meat has to come from Carolina Pride.
No, we encourage that. Okay. We encourage that. But obviously there'll be some brisket and chicken too. We'll pay tribute to some of those other animals. Pork is
number one. Yeah, and of course Carolina Pride is one of your big sponsors too.
Yeah, without Carolina Pride, this event wouldn't happen. They've been gracious. They've been with us now, I think this is the 6th year, we're doing everything we can to make them happy, because we sure have been appreciative of what they do for us.
Sure. So we've got all this going on, but then after all this is over, I understand there's a block grant or something came through on Uptown Greenwood.
We're getting ready to kick off another construction project. They sent me the schedule and they said, you know, we want to have the pre-construction meeting the day after the festival. And I was like, no, give us a week to kind of breathe. But we are are getting ready to start another enhancement and improvement of the Uptown area. This will be Oak Street and Main Street. And the reason that we've waited to get started is we wanted to get past the festival, obviously. And so once the festival's over, you will see a good bit of construction in the immediate area of the Textile Building.
What are you going to be doing?
Yeah, very similar to what we've done on Oregon, Maxwell, and Court. We will be burying any above-ground power lines in the immediate area, upgrading all the sidewalks, going in with decorative landscaping, brick, irrigation systems, all the water in the sewer, which all of probably 80 to 100 years old, will be all new lines. So it's moving the Uptown forward into the future. The ultimate goal is that we're hopeful that will make the Textile Building in particular more attractive for future development and get people investing in the Uptown.
Now, there had been talk of a hotel going in the Textile Building, but I understand that's not going to
come
through.
Plan simmered or went out, was put out. We're hopeful that there's some either hotel, residential, condo component that can go in the Textile Building. It's a gorgeous building anchored right in the center of the Uptown. We just are hopeful that if we continue to build that sense of place, that the investors will follow.
You're saying if you build it, they will come?
It's worked so far, the Maxwell Avenue streetscape we're now into the fifth or sixth year since that project, fifth year since that project finished. And we just had a new business open last week, Flynn's on Maxwell.
What's all about that one?
Yeah. It's a concept that's not uncommon in other cities, maybe a concept that's new to Greenwood, but bottled wine, craft beer, and growlers. So they have a growler filling station, which is a growler is basically a approved bottle that you can go in and take home craft beer with you, premium beer with you. And they have tastings. They had a tasting this past Friday night and had a tasting Saturday. And from everything I've heard, they've sold out. But that old 120 Maxwell is where they are. That building, I don't think, has had a tenant in probably 15 to 20 years. So, we know that there were many folks that were naysayers and didn't think the Maxwell Avenue money invested in Maxwell Avenue was going to work, and that, why are you putting a tree in the middle of the road and these ugly curbs that I'm going to run over with my truck? And we hear you. We listen to all that, but we also want everybody to open up their eyes and see new businesses coming to Uptown. And while we know that these streetscapes aren't the only reason, you have got to create that sense of place, that character, because investors aren't going to invest in something that looks like it's closed. They're just not going to do it.
Sure.
And so we're making Uptown vibrant, and investment is following.
Sure. So Flynn's is there, and it's nice that new law about beer, that they, when you have a beer tasting, you can get more beers than what you could get before.
Yeah, I haven't followed that much, but
that's
I did see a big difference there, Charlie. I did see a new law got passed. But,
Governor signed that one into law, Charlie.
Yeah. So, I don't get out much of him.
Well, anyways, for tastings, they've upped the amount that for beer that you could have. So that's been a big thing.
You know, the folks, moving on down Maxwell, the folks over at the Mill House have done well. It's doubled the size of their space. And so, we're seeing more of that. We think more's to come. So Oak and Main streetscape, very similar. The goal is to return private investment. And it takes time. It won't happen overnight, but it will happen.
Sure. And, of course, how are the vegetable stands?
Yeah, the Uptown Market is doing great. They're still there. If you're listening right now, for about another hour, they'll be down there. I think they had the first tomatoes, local tomatoes of the season, some merit corn, squash. We'll be back this Thursday for the 4th of July from 10 to 2, so just a short little period. So if you need some corn to grill out or maybe a watermelon, they'll be down there. But we continue to move forward with the larger farmers market plan. We took a group down to Walterboro and looked what Colleton County did in their downtown, just a gorgeous farmers market and kitchen incubator that they built in downtown Walterboro. I went over and toward the Anderson Food and Market Association. I'm probably saying that wrong, but they've got a producers only market, and we've been meeting up with them. And, you know, we continue to develop relationships with our value added folks like Grits and Groceries, and that's what it's about. Just like the barbecue, it started out small. You know, we had five barbecue teams back in 2000, and here we are in 2013, and we've got 93. And we truly believe that the market is going to be that similar success, where we will start out with a few core farmers that we will surround ourselves with other things, crafters and value-added produced goods, and create that sense of place in the uptown that draws people to Greenwood.
Sure. So you are doing it in Uptown Greenwood. We are looking forward to being there Friday night doing the blues crawl all around. Everybody's going to be there, so you got to be there. Charlie, I know you've got a lot of work in these next 10 days, but, you know, it'll be over before you know it.
It will. It will. And we'll, like I said, we're already planning for 2014. And 2015.
You know, 2015.
We got to keep it going.
You got to keep it going. Well, I know that you want everybody to come uptown.
That's right. FestivalDiscovery.com. Check it out. July the 11th, 12th, 13th. Enjoy your town. Our Greenwood is beautiful. We're so proud and blessed of our community, and just come out, being the family and friends. Have a big block party with us.
Absolutely. It's a great time to bring the family.
It
and
is.
You're going to have amusement rides, too. I don't think we mentioned that.
Yep.
Yes.
Amusement rides, arts and crafts. So there's something for everybody. Our stores will be open. The topiaries will still be out, so come and enjoy.
Yeah, get some pictures taken and have a good time. Hey, you know what? You are listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. I am Ann Eller. It is just about 5 o'clock, so I tell you what, Andy, I'm going to let you take it away as we go towards the top of the hour. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Thanks so much for taking some time, Charlie.
Thanks, Ann. Look forward to listening next week.
All right. We'll be having a good time right here on WCRS. You got to tune in 4 to 5. Oh my goodness, I've got such a list of blues artists and music. You'll be able to make your decisions where you want to go. Again, this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.